DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, September 24th. Hope you're well. Coming up.
It's a major escalation. You know, the temperature is going way, way up here.
Israel says it's not at war with Lebanon despite hundreds killed in airstrikes and Claire Mann's body to be exhumed later. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Israel's Prime Minister says his country is not at war with the people of Lebanon. Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's fight is with Hezbollah militants based in the country. His military has told civilians who live near the group's bases to flee to the north, while the Lebanese government has ordered schools and universities to stay closed. Yesterday, officials in Lebanon claimed almost 500 people had died during intense Israeli bombardment. Lebanese Health Minister Firas Abiad says it wasn't only militants who were targeted.
The people who came to the hospital were civilians, including a large number of women and children. And they also targeted ambulances, medical centres, fire trucks and cars taking the internally displaced to safer areas.
The Taoiseach is to meet with the President of the Palestinian Authority and the Secretary General of the UN today. Simon Harris is among the Irish delegation in New York, where world leaders are gathering for the UN General Assembly. From there, News Talk's Andrew Lyth reports.
The likes of US President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky are among the major heads of state who will gather at UNHQ this afternoon, Irish time. Ireland is represented by President Michael D. Higgins, Taoiseach Simon Harris, Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Minister Eamon Ryan, who has described the week as the senior hurling on climate. That, along with various conflicts in the Middle East, Ukraine and Sudan, are among the issues raised by the Irish delegation. The Taoiseach will later meet with the President of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, as well as the UN General Secretary, Antonio Guterres. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach will deliver a keynote address at a UN Food and Agriculture Organization event on investing in women and girls in agriculture. It all gets underway from around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Andrew Lyth at the United Nations in New York.
The President has refused to describe his remarks about the Israeli embassy as casual. On Sunday, Michael D. Higgins implied the embassy circulated a letter he had written to his Iranian counterpart in July. The President attempted to stop questioning of his remarks at another press conference in New York yesterday. President Higgins says the Israeli embassy's response to his letter was improper.
My letter ended and it appeared on the Iranian website. They, very unusually then, the Israeli embassy composed a letter condemning the President of Ireland for having issued a letter to the incoming President of Iran. And that's that.
The body of a man found dead in Clare 40 years ago is to be exhumed today. The body of 23-year-old Patrick Nugent was discovered in a yard at Bunratty Folk Park, where he worked as a banqueting manager in February 1984. He had suffered serious head injuries. The exhumation of his remains comes 2 years after Gardaí launched a cold case review into his death. Gardaí in Dublin are continuing their search for a man after a car was stolen in Dublin with a five-month-old girl inside. A child rescue alert was initiated following the incident in Dublin yesterday afternoon. The car was hijacked in the Mountjoy Square area but was later found along with the baby girl. Gardaí Superintendent Liam Garrity outlined the operation that led to the child's safe return.
Gardaí immediately commenced searches in the north inner city and an emergency alert was issued to all Gardaí on patrol. On Garda Síochána, issued a public alert for information on the vehicle. A formal Child Rescue Ireland alert was issued. A very short period later, the Nissan Qashqai was recovered on North Richmond Street in the North Inner City by Gardaí on patrol and searching for the vehicle.
A new alliance for gender quotas will be launched today, calling for the statutory implementation of 40% quotas in local elections. A quota is already in place for Dáil elections, with parties facing a 50% cut to funding if they fail to reach it. A Citizens' Assembly recommended that gender quotas for candidates should extend to local, Shannon and European elections. The alliance is being launched by the National Women's Council. Keir Starmer is going to promise UK residents a glimmer of optimism later. In his first Labour Party conference speech as British Prime Minister, he'll tell delegates there is light at the end of the tunnel. Pensioner Kevin McGrath says changes to his winter fuel allowance make him feel as though the most vulnerable are already paying too high a price.
Why go to the poorest elderly people to take from them? There's something grotesque about that. Greed is a poison of society.
And in sport, in soccer, a Graham Burke strike 6 minutes from time kept Shamrock Rovers in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division title hunt last night. That goal gave the Hoops a 1-0 victory at home to Dublin rivals Bohemians. It moves them within 4 points of leaders Shelburne, and Shells still have a game in hand. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says it was a fully deserved win last night.
Dublin derbies are always big games and important games, and we know how much they mean to our fans and the club, and I think, look, we sent them home happy tonight. I thought we fully deserved it, to be honest. I thought we dominated the game, other than probably 10 minutes where it was a bit of transition game. They came into it. Other than that, I thought we dominated the game and deserved to win.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.